The company behind a proposed solar farm in Washington Township says it will not appeal a decision blocking the project. Stark Solar, a subsidiary of Samsung, says in a statement it's dropping plans for the 150-megawatt facility. The siting board last month denied the company's application to build the solar farm, citing opposition from area residents and local government officials. It also said Stark Solar failed to prove the project served the public interest, convenience, and necessity. The company recently terminated its option agreements with landowners. The solar farm would have been located in the southwestern portion of the township, north of Route 153. Bond is set at $1 million each for the legal guardians charged in the death of a 3-year-old Canton boy. 42-year-old Demetrius Givens and 37-year-old Jamie Thompson of Canton were arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. They are charged with involuntary manslaughter and child endangering. Givens and Thompson allegedly refused to properly feed and care for the boy, causing him to starve to death. The activity occurred between October 1st and May 4th. Canton police were called to the boy's Gilbert Circle Northeast home May 5th. After a report he wasn't breathing, he died at Mercy Hospital. Givens and Thompson are scheduled to return to court for a status conference Monday. A Stark County judge has handed down prison time to a man who admitted to sexually assaulting a girl. Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett sentenced 35-year-old David Worrell of Paris Township to 10 to 15 years behind bars Wednesday. He pleaded guilty to charges of rape and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. The activity began in December 2021 when the victim was 12 and continued until August 2023. Worrell was given 5 years probation. He must register as a Tier 3 sex offender after his release. Worrell is already serving 10 to 15 years. He pleaded guilty in 2023 to rape and gross sexual imposition. The charges stemmed from abuse of another 12-year-old girl. The activity happened between February and August of 2022. The sentences will be served consecutively. Officers from multiple area police departments took part in today's Peace Officers Memorial Ceremony outside the Stark County Sheriff's Office. Family members recalled Vincent Bann, the Alliance police officer, died in 2012. The names of other officers who died in the line of duty were also read aloud. Carnations were placed in front of a memorial wall for each one. Sheriff Eric Wiseburn said behind every name etched into the wall is a story, a journey from ordinary life to extraordinary service. A man arrested during a sex sting in Salem is free after posting bond. 36-year-old Todd Nicely of Cortland was arraigned today in Columbiana County Municipal Court on charges of engaging in prostitution, possession of criminal tools, and obstructing official business. Nicely allegedly responded to an online ad posted by an undercover agent with the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. He showed up at a prearranged location Wednesday night and attempted to flee on foot when he saw Salem police cruisers. Officers arrested him a short time later. Nicely reportedly had money, a cell phone used to arrange the meeting, and a piece of paper he said contained cocaine. Additional charges may be pending results of tests of the suspected drug. Nicely is a convicted sex offender. The bodies of two people were found in a Youngstown home Tuesday. The Vindicator reports police were called to a South Jackson Street home just before noon. A caller reported being locked out of his mother-in-law's home. Firefighters entered and police found the woman asleep in the living room. The bodies of a man and woman were then discovered in an upstairs bedroom. The deaths are considered possible overdoses. The coroner's office is also investigating. A man who was shot by Boardman police during a July 2021 confrontation has been convicted of all charges. A jury in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court today found 28-year-old Damian Cessna of Austintown guilty of felonious assault. He was convicted of aggravated menacing and obstructing official business in September, but jurors were unable to agree on a verdict for the felonious assault charge, and Judge Maureen Sweeney declared a mistrial. Cessna previously withdrew a guilty plea to the charge in 2023. Officers said he pulled a knife after he was seen on South Avenue riding a bicycle and carrying a baseball bat. He was shot after he refused to drop the knife. Sentencing has not been scheduled. The Trumbull County Coroner's Office has identified a man who died in a house fire in Champion Township Wednesday morning. 72-year-old Robert Antonelli was found in an upstairs bedroom at the Aspen Drive Northwest residence. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. Two other residents were also taken to a hospital. A fire captain suffered facial burns. Police Chief Larry Skaggs suffered from smoke inhalation. Both were taken to a hospital and are expected to recover. The cause is under investigation by the State Fire Marshal's Office. Two suspects in a sex trafficking ring in Warren have been arraigned. 64-year-old Suk Hee Star and 62-year-old Tae Suk Hwang appeared in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court today. Star, a legal U.S. citizen, pleaded not guilty to charges of engaging in a pattern of corrupt activity, money laundering, and promoting prostitution. Hwang pleaded not guilty to the same charges as well as a count of trafficking in persons. She is not a citizen. Bond for both women was set at $50,000. Four other suspects in the case were arraigned last week, while two others have not appeared in court. The 8 suspects were indicted after allegedly trapping Korean women at massage parlors in Warren for 3 months at a time and forcing them to have sex for money. Trumbull County commissioners have settled a lawsuit with former Commissioner Nikki Frenchko. She and open government advocates sued the board, Record Commission, and Budget Commission, accusing them of violating the Open Meetings Act, and accused former Commissioner Mauro Cantalamessa and Sheriff Paul Monroe of improperly destroying text messages on their cell phones. No details of the settlement were released. Frenchko said the amount must be covered by the general fund. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.